This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sadly, we reached the end of Ramadan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah accept from everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward everyone who fasted, prayed, read Quran, gave charity, and did way more with ease and with difficulty. And those actions that were difficult, Allah made it easy. And may Allah multiply the rewards of everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not let to be, this is the last Ramadan, Ya Rabbi Ameen. And we will do as the Sahaba used to do, the companions, 6 months after Ramadan, they used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the good deeds, Ya Rabbi Ameen. And as Ramadan is coming to the end, as well as our series, The Love of Allah. And we will end up with one verse of the Quran. And by the way, this is not it. There is way more in the Quran and the Sunnah about actions Allah loves. And inshallah, we'll be able to do more. But for Ramadan, today is the last day. So we're going to do one more. And this is actually a verse from the Quran, where it is repeated 3 times, twice in Surah Ali Imran, chapter Ali Imran, chapter 3, and one time in Surah Ash-Shura, in the chapter 25, of the Quran, 25th part of the Quran. And Allah says the following, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Indeed, verily, Allah does not love الظَّالِمِينَ, wrongdoers, those who does or commit injustice. So the action that Allah does not love is the action of injustice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a hadith Qudsi, in a holy hadith, he said, Ya ibadi, O my servant, inni harramtu al-zulma ala nafsi, I made injustice haram upon me, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is al-adl, Allah is just. Fala tadalamu, do not commit injustice with each other. So injustice in general is 3 kinds. An injustice with myself, an injustice with the people around me, and injustice with the other creations of Allah, including the earth. I want to focus on one as we are leaving Ramadan, going to Shawwal tomorrow, inshallah. And that is the injustice to ourselves. Injustice to ourselves is like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the generous. We all know that. Allah is ar-Rahim. Allah is the one who's merciful. We know that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised His servants, those who believe and do good deeds, He will end, or He will give them Jannah, paradise. And what is in it, Ya Allah? In Jannah, and that's a saying of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in it, nothing that the eyes has seen before, and nothing that the ear has heard before. So it's something unimaginable. And this is all waiting for us if we do good deeds. So where is the injustice here to myself? When I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I don't do what He wants me to do, or I do what He doesn't want me to do, I am committing injustice against myself, because Allah does not need my act of worship. Allah does not. Allah is not going to get anything of me worshiping Him or disobeying Him. As Allah said in the Quran, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What Allah will gain from punishing you if you only be grateful and believe. So injustice is to myself when I do not do things that's good for me in this dunya and the hereafter. When I do good deeds, I will get it here. Allah said it in Surah An-Nahl, the chapter of the bees. Man amila salihan, whomsoever does a good deed, man or a woman, and they are a believer, we will, Allah said it, we will make them live good life. And we will reward them the best of their good deeds in the hereafter. So let us all, as we are leaving Ramadan, and we are welcoming Shawwal tomorrow, the Eid tomorrow, let us try to do, or grab the opportunity of every good deed that comes throughout our way in our daily life. And good deeds, yes, it's acts of worship that we all know, but there's also a lot of other good deeds that is norm in our life, but we don't look at it as a good deed. Helping someone with the intention of pleasing Allah and helping him or her in a way that to please Allah, that's a good deed. Any deed that is for Allah and that is pleasing to Allah and on the path of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that's a good deed. Then I am doing it, then I am going to get rewarded and I'm not doing injustice. Perfection at work, that's a good deed. Driving on the speed limit, that's a good deed pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I am obeying the law, and obeying the law is something Allah loves. Again, helping people, controlling my anger, not retaliate in a bad way. These are all good deeds. These are all good deeds. Let's look at it. And then the more I do a good deed, the more reward, and I will get to Jannah. And then I am not of those wrongdoers, and Allah will love me. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-zalimeen. Allah does not love those who does injustice or they are wrongdoers. And I don't want to be one of this, or we don't want to be. Let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to apply and do what we learned throughout the month in general. Every good deed we did, let ask Allah to help us to continue do it as much as we can. And I will end up by, number one, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity to live Ramadan, to do these small clips, to spread His knowledge. I'm so grateful to all the team in Jannah Institute who helped this to come to you. I am grateful to every one of you who's seeing us, seeing and hearing this. May Allah reward you. And please don't forget us all in your dua. And then the last but not the least, we have to be eager to continue to be the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will end up with a dua that is related to the love of Allah. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said it, and it is narrated in Imam al-Tirmidhi. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sayyidina Dawood, David, used to make this dua, this supplication. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Ya Allah, I ask for your love. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. And the love of everyone who loves you. Wal amalu alladhi yuqarribuni ila hubbik. And the love of the deed that will bring me closer to your love. Allahumma ij'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi. Ya Allah, make your love more beloved to me, than myself. Wa ahli, my family. Wal ma'il barid, and the cold water. Ya Rabbi, ameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless. Tomorrow is the Eid, Eidun Mubarak. And this is actually the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a good deed to send congratulations in the way Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to do it. Eidun Mubarak. Blessed Eid. Ya Rabbi, ameen.